Bricks, I wanted to give you a chance in a cover two style to answer the Mets official trade of R.A. Dickey.
Love it.
Yeah?
I mean, I like R.A. Dickey. Wish him all the best. Hope he goes and wins a Cy Young in the American League. R.A. Dickey was not the piece. Listen, the thing, and, you know, we talked about it when Jose Reyes walked. And then, you know, you had the same thing when you re-signed David Wright. If you re-sign David Wright and you re-sign R.A. Dickey, and those are your biggest two off-season moves, you're just as good as you were last season when you won 73 games. 74 right. games. Excuse me. I don't want to sell them short.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to build a better team, you can't just keep holding on to the parts that made you
right.
sub 500.
And look, I mean, you get rid of them, you take your shot. I mean, nobody thinks the Mets year was 2013.
Exactly. So I like this Darno kid.
Yep.
He looks like he could be a stud if we could land, and I know I'm aiming high here.
How high?
Mike Piazza with an arm.
that's a little high.
that would be the, you know, just the greatest hitting catcher of all time.
Yeah, just that.
If we could get a little Johnny Bench out of this, I would throw a Buster Posey. I would even take a Buster Posey.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, the guy sounds like he's legitimate. I'm not going to say I'm an expert on the guy. I don't know the Blue Jays farm system.
Would you take a Jorge Posada?
I don't know if I would take a Jorge Posada. Jorge Posada, a Yankee great, don't get me wrong, never a cornerstone franchise player. I'm hoping for better than Jorge. To be honest, and that's no disrespect for Jorge.
Yeah.
He should get his number retired in the Yankee uniform.
He certainly will.
Et cetera,
by the way, Yankees are going to run out of numbers at some point. They just, you know.
In like 100 years.
Retiring everybody's number. We only got like 9 left.
But they're not going to, with all these free agents they bring in, they're not going to retire those guys.
Playing shortstop.
Number 376. Yeah. Six.
The letter Delta. Right. And it's just, you know, whatever. But I think it was a good move to get rid of Dickey.
I also think...
And by the way, to say get rid of Dickey isn't exactly right. To trade for a guy in lieu of Dickey, I think it's a solid move. I don't know... It's weird, but I don't know how repeatable that was going to be. Like, I don't know if R.A. Dickey's ever going to... That might have been his peak, really. I mean, it throws a weird pitch in a weird way.
Right.
Last 2 years have kind of been a breakout for him.
And he's great at it, and I watched a lot of R.A. Dickey knuckleball throwing. He throws it very fast. I think he can sustain it. I don't think he's going to go out and win 20 games and pop a Cy on you every year. The guy's 38 years old.
Yeah, and like that's the other. So I think this is a all in all a very smart move for the Mets.
It's a smart move. They also got a young pitcher who can hit a hundo on the gun. We can see what happens there. Projects to be a starting pitcher, frontline. If he progresses, he's 19 years old. Those guys are a dime a dozen. The last thing I want to say about the trade, which I really liked, in the National League, without the DH, it is extremely important to have a good hitting catcher. Good hitting catchers are rare. And when you don't have one, when you have a defensive catcher, which most guys are, it's a difficult position to sustain offensive prowess.
Right.
You end up having a black hole of two guys who can't really hit, batting eighth and ninth with the pitching spot. So in the National League, even more so than the American League, you know, having an offensively inclined catcher is a huge benefit. So I like the fact that the Mets keyed in on a guy that plays that position.
More news from a league currently not in action. The NHL, Bricks. The NHLPA wants to negotiate. Nothing's happening. Everything's falling apart. We're not going to have a season.
You're not going to have a season.
It's going to be a disaster.
Do you even want a season?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Here's my question, though. When you think about it like this, what's your name? Joe. Oh,
God. Yep. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. What if the Rangers won? You want the Rangers to win the Cup. All right. That's your dream. It's happened in 1994. We were both much younger men. Some would even say toddler-ish. At the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had your grown-ass man Stanley Cup moment.
Right. Not grown-ass. I mean, I remember that. That is...
Do you want, like, a 25-game roll into the postseason? Do you want that to be your ring? Listen, the Heat got theirs. It was a 66-game season. It was still long. By the time you got to the postseason, you forgot that there was a lockout at the beginning. That wouldn't happen at this point with the NHL. You would have such an abbreviated...
I still, first of all, I miss hockey. It's up there with the NFL as my favorite sport to watch. I want it. I want to watch it. Secondly, the league is dead and the league has taken a substantial hit already. It's dead. Dead. If they don't get if they don't play at some point soon. And to that point, I believe it was the New Jersey Devils won a cup in 95. Nobody remembers it was a shortened season.
But here's my this season is, again, going back to last year with the NBA, they missed, I think, 12 games or so, you know, each team. That was a shortened season. This would be an asterisk shortened season.
Yeah,
Ranger first cup in 18 years to be said pretense?
I'll take it, and then I'll take my shot the next year.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I'll think that, and then I'll see Ryan Callahan hoisting the cup, and I'll go, yeah, I don't care anymore. That's awesome.
A good point.
Awesome. Don't care. Right? It's hockey. It needs to be playing, and I've said this before in articles, and I'm currently working on one. It's difficult to comprehend how stupid a bunch of rich men can be. Like, at some point, like, these guys got good at making, like, Gary Bettman at some point had to be good at something. Like, they're all successful, and they are grossly incompetent. And just, it's amazing to me that they can't look at this situation, that they're the only people in the world who can't look at this situation and go, wow, this would be a disaster. And any long-term goal, any long-term gain that we think we're getting by this ridiculous deal that our better business savvy should know is out of reach, any long-term gain will be completely outdone by the short-term disaster and what will eventually be a long-term disaster for the league, in that, you know, you won't have a league.
I think you summed it up best by just saying, it's hockey. They need to be playing. And I may quote you on Twitter with that.
Go ahead and do that. Get the message out there. Bowls starting to kick off. We had a couple last weekend. I don't really care until the BCS.
Don't care at all.
Meineke Car Care Bowl, have a good one. I'm cool. You can put that on TV.
Frank's Beef Jerky Shack, Alamo.
I'm watching the Polar Express. Sorry. I'm going there.
No, you're absolutely right. Again, you know, I said it the other day. If you love you don't love the bowl series. You love gambling,
and you have a problem, sir.
Exactly. You need to go check yourself in somewhere,
dude. Why are you all nervous? Oh, dude, I got the under in the first half of the Champ Sports Bowl. You need to sit down, sir. You need to go sit in a dark room for a week and think about your life.
And you know what the best part is? When you get into sports conversations with people, and they say, you know what? I really like University of Oregon Eugene Branch over Wesco State. You're like, dude, no, you don't. You don't know anything about either of these teams. You've probably read an article or two. Nobody knows anything about these games.
If the most you've watched of a team is on YouTube,
right?
Don't watch the game.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Why do I have to care about these stupid unranked teams? And that's the other thing, by the way. There's maybe six ranked teams that play games. They rank a top 25, and then at the end of the year, they take like 12 of those teams legitimately that were in the top 25. They don't give them bowls, and they give it to unranked teams. Why don't you take the top 25, cut one out, make it the top 24, make 12 bowl games, and have all those guys play?
Yeah. So wake me up when I'll watch all the BCS bowls, and I'll watch the bowl that Michigan's in. Beyond that, I'm good. Thanks.
And you know what? One more thing before we move out of this. To anybody who's going to tell me that coming up after Christmas, having a playoff for 3 weeks with winner goes on with the six best teams in the league, maybe even the eight if it was up to me, that wouldn't be amazing. You are a lying, foolish idiot.
By the way, you can still have your bowls, but then we can just have something meaningful afterwards.
Exactly. It's called the Rose Bowl. It's a semifinal for the Fiesta Bowl. That would be a much better idea. It would be amazing. It'd be must watch. Listen, the Sugar Bowl is not must watch. It's I'll enjoy watch.
But if the Sugar Bowl was a semifinal to the next, yeah,
it's unbelievable. It would be unbelievable.
Unbelievable. There's a 4'5" fifth grader currently playing point for a Florida high school basketball team. What were you doing in fifth grade, Bricks?
I was playing point for Albany High.
Yeah?
No.
You were that prolific?
I wasn't. I was taller than this kid, though.
That's absurd. Playing point. I think I was still Pokemon cards were my jam at that point.
See, that's
playing, you know, CYC.
You're exposing yourself. I was like,
I was in fifth grade. I'm not saying I got my special edition Charizard in my bag. I don't. It's at home.
Wow. I was a perennial top 3 to 5 pick at recess in fifth grade.
That's true.
I'll give myself that. Because I was tall.
Speaking of top picks, Vince Young, now trolling the birthday scene, played a 16-year-old's Texas-themed birthday this weekend.
You know, whatever happened to playing football in Canada?
Yeah, what happened to Vince Young, just in general?
He could be the Black Doug Flutie in Canada, and he could come back at like 38, fill in for a Rob Johnson's type of a guy in Buffalo or somewhere, be wily, and everybody would love him.
How do you think he got paid? Do you think he gave him cash or just
cheesecake?
Cheesecake Factory gift certificates. That was it. Last thing I wanted to get to.
It's like the best story of the year, by the way. If I had to rank all sports-related stories of 2012, $10,000 a week at the Cheesecake Factory being Vince Young's demise is probably number one.
Oh, my God. It was so great. It's Cheesecake Factory, man. Whatever. We've done that before. Last thing I wanted to get to in this third segment. Justin Bieber reportedly, we're not even sure if this is true. The story I saw even said, I don't know if this is true, but Justin Bieber is currently possibly banned from the Philippines.
For what?
He tweeted memes. I think memes. He tweeted memes of Pacquiao's knockout. Of Pacquiao getting knocked out.
So Pacquiao banned him? Because I think Pacquiao can do anything he wants.
I think the Filipino like law governing body on Pacquiao's behalf has banned Justin Bieber from the Philippines.
That sucks. That guy is a cash cow.
In other news, everyone go to the Philippines.
I like Justin Bieber.
Really?
I mean, I don't like buy his music.
You're giving me stuff.
But it's cool.
You're giving me stuff for Pokemon and watching Polar Express, and you're out here going, "Yeah, man, baby's my jam."
You know what? No, I'm not. For the record, you knew the name of his song. I didn't even know the name of his song.
I didn't even know if that's the name of his song. I just picked a word he probably sings.
Yes, you did. For the record, for what he is, Justin Bieber's not bad. Can we get to one thing here quickly, and we'll be out?
Yeah.
It was reported, and there was some footage that LeBron James rides
his bike
to and from Heat home games, yeah. And he's been doing it all season. How is LeBron, the biggest, most recognizable face in sports, riding his little tricycle down the streets of Miami for months?
And nobody's like,
to and fro.
I think that was LeBron James.
Yeah, and nobody's like, when's game time? Yeah, it's pretty soon.
Is he pedaling on a Schwinn?
He's got his mongoose, like a dude on Dwayne Wade's on the pegs in the back.
He's got a bell. That would be great if like Dwayne Wade was just riding on the pegs. Like, yeah, my car broke down, needed a ride. Bosch couldn't pick me up.
Nobody noticed that until right now.
There's a great picture. I forget the website. My apologies. It's a great picture of LeBron like on his bike, wearing a helmet. Then like just a bunch of dudes just standing there like, I can't believe nobody's freaking out that right. LeBron James is just riding by like nothing else is going on.
Do you think that LeBron James rides a regular bike? He has to get a specialized bike, right? I mean, he'd be kneeing himself in the face.
I think probably. Yeah, I'd imagine he probably didn't just go to Toys R Us and buy off the rack.
Or he's got the regular bike with like the seat all the way up. Yeah. The seat is like 2.5 feet up.
Oh man,
he's bending over to catch the handlebars.
I'm very excited for the story that LeBron James has started rollerblading through Miami Beach to get to work. That's a story I'm looking for.
I hope
2013.
He's roller skating.
2013
on his way to work.
Do me well.
Bumpers in the front.
That's right. It's cover two.